Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And what was the final verdict on the Brom interview?
I'm not seeing it in the Dropbox right now.
Shocking. Like, James can't do everything.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like. Okay, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to everyone.
I'm talking to you, everybody in there. If you're a producer, Nick Valvano, I'm talking to you. James isn't going to do it all. He's not going to be there forever to hold your hand, to wipe your butt. No, if Jeff Brom's on Jim Rome, it's your job to cut it.
All right? Somebody's
James can't
job.
Do it all.
Yeah, there's only one of him.
There's only one James.
And there's 10 Vinnies. We know that. But there's only one James.
I'm so tired of that. If James doesn't cut it, it doesn't happen for us.
I'd say there's something to that. Better now.
No.
I don't disagree.
No, I'm trying to back my guy James.
I get it.
I don't want to enable this laziness that's happening.
Wow. How about that?
Wow.
Big ups to our guy James.
Let's go.
We love James.
James is my everything.
I'm James.
That's right. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. James Strebel and Terullo, James Black, producing today's effort. I mean, we've got the cream of the crop behind the glass
Anna. We're blessed.
We're blessed. We are lucky.
James makes us look
good.
I'll
be right back.
As he runs away.
Gotta leave early. James makes us sound good.
He does. He makes us sound good, and anytime I send him sound or anything else, it's always implemented into the show, and he does a great job.
He got that vision.
He does have that vision. All right, 27 area locations. You know what I'm talking about here. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. Walk-in, drive-through delivery, Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, Lowell's go-to liquor store, and we just talked about the Derby with 502 Hemp and 812 Hemp. They're your Derby headquarters when it comes to spirits and beer, the domestic beer, the craft beer, whatever you want, cigars. Tomorrow, buy three, get one free. Do not miss out on that deal. They do it every Wednesday. Go ahead and start stocking up for Derby, folks. You know, when you get out there on that track, Derby Week, you're there for Thurby, you're there for Oaks, you're there for Derby 150. You got to have enough cigars to go around. If you're like me, if you're like Biggest Biscuit, some other people, you just puff on those things all day long. So go ahead and check those out. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors is Louisville's go-to liquor store. Cox'sLouisville.com. 437-9680 UPS. Jobs text line. It's been a fiery show. Thank you, David Sis, for coming in and playing referee between Anna and myself, even though he sided with you.
Yes,
Anna,
he made a decision.
He did. He sided with you, which I'm not surprised. He did, but
yes,
that's okay. I'll
take it.
Maybe eventually I'll come around at some point.
You will.
I got to see some recruits. All right, let's go ahead and knock some stories out that we haven't gotten to get. That sounds terrible. Gotten to get to.
That sounds right.
That we haven't been able to get to because it's been tried. This entire show has been just trying to get me to chill the bleep out.
Emotional.
I am emotional about all this.
It's been like a retreat.
It has been a retreat.
I'm going to write your letter.
Did you go on a high school retreat?
Did I?
Now, you went to Sacred Heart, right?
I thought I was a nun after mine. I went home and thought I was going to become a nun.
Really?
I still sometimes think so. But my mom was like, you're not quiet enough. So, but like I said,
can't be cloistered.
That's how she put it.
Yeah. Wow, James. Yeah. Yes, that's how she put it.
You can't be cloistered away.
No, I would not do a cloistered situation, but it like changed my life. But you know, I cry in church, so it doesn't shock me.
I went on. Also went on a junior and a senior retreat because that's when you're in Catholic school.
That's what you do.
You got to go to the retreat.
My dad still talks about what's the song? Give it a little bit or something like that.
Oh yeah,
was like his retreat song. Yeah,
was it really? I think that's Supertramp. Supertramp.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Supertramp.
Yeah, I think it was Supertramp.
Goodbye, baby.
Yeah, Supertramp. Yep. Absolutely. They're okay. The guy's voice annoys me.
Yeah, it's a little bit too pitchy.
As you can tell today, I don't like high pitched singing voices most of the time.
I'm on the show.
Yes, you have that deep husky voice.
I really do.
But yeah, so far today, it's just been trying to talk me down. Okay, so now a couple things here, real quick, news items. All right, so number one, Billy Richmond decommits, so that means the only player left is Travis Perry. He's sticking with Mark Pope. I expect him to go to Cal. He seems like a Cal guy. It was like put down between Kentucky, Memphis, and there was one more thrown in there. I can't remember what it was, but I assume he follows Cal to Arkansas. That was another one that was like he hung around for a little bit, and then all of a sudden today.
I'm not shocked by that.
I'm not either. I'm not shocked by any of the freshmen.
Fans online would be like, why didn't they leave immediately? It's like, this is a huge decision.
Yeah.
Give them some grace. That's just odd to me that they have some timeline on these people. Nothing is happening that I didn't expect it to happen, nor in the timeline that I did.
Now, the one thing that I think I didn't get my hopes up on this, but there were some Kentucky fans that got their hopes up on Zvonimir Vesic. So Big Z officially in the portal.
My baby.
Actually, not in the portal. He's not even in the portal anymore. He is at Arkansas. He committed to Arkansas. He's in the portal. Apparently, he did have a conversation with Mark Pope. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, I didn't expect anything to come out of the conversation other than him entering the transfer portal because, you know, I mean, look. Cal's the one that brought him over from Croatia. Cal's the one that got him, you know, that fought to get him admitted by UK.
Yeah.
And also stuck by him during the NCAA stuff, would bring it up in post-game press conferences stuff about, hey, you know, we need to get this thing done. This kid wants to play and this, that, and the other. So it doesn't surprise me that Vesic went to Arkansas. Now, would it have been fun to watch Mark Pope coach him in his system?
He would fit so much better in that Mark Pope offense. I got to tell you, that really excited me. But nor does it doesn't surprise me. Nor do I blame him for what he chose.
No.
Just going back to some of the social media videos of when, or just videos, reports, what have you, of when Z found out that Georgia game right before that he was able to suit up and play. I mean, he said he and Cal were in Cal's office hugging, crying, jumping up and down. That man brought you here on the sale of a dream to play in the NBA. Doesn't shock me at all. Not even a little bit. And I do not hold it against him.
No.
I think what hurt me personally so bad about that one was just like, oh, he would be a beauty in that Mark Pope office. Like, he was tailor-made for it, and I think he would have better production. But how can you make the decision when you're going for what's known and what's unknown? He's never played under Coach Pope. He's never been recruited by him. He doesn't know what the roster will look like.
Sure.
Maybe if he had a roster, it could be different. But I completely understand him going for Cal, but man, what could have been?
It would have been nice, and it would have been fun. And it would have given negative Nancy's like me a little something more
to hold on to
and be like, okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right, so the other player, there's no 7-footers left. Aaron Bradshaw's in Ohio State.
I'm so happy for that kid.
Yeah, he's not one I blame. It did not work out for him in Kentucky. He never lived up to the hype. He had a couple of nice moments. Mm-hmm. The North Carolina game, he was good in that. The Florida game where they won in Gainesville, he had the big free throws there. So he had some nice moments, but he just physically, he was not ready.
He was underdeveloped.
Yeah. And he was set back with the injury. Mm-hmm. He ended up playing. I mean, there was that debate going on whether or not Clutch was going to hold him out. And there were the rumors.
I will not miss that type of thing. I will not miss that offseason.
The offseason drama. Shaden Sharpe stuff. And I mean, there were things that surrounded John Calipari. It was always drama in the offseason with him. I agree with you. I am not sad that Cal's gone. We needed to move on. I'm not. No,
you're
I'm
not.
Serious. I'm serious.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I was just genuinely. Really, you're not.
I'm really not. Yeah. I'm underwhelmed by the hire.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with John Calipari. I'm underwhelmed by the hire. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Mark Pope other than the 96 stuff. Like, that's what I know about him.
Yeah.
And he was at BYU and he's never won a tournament game.
Yeah.
That to me, is not a recipe for excitement.
Yeah.
The Kentucky,
that's a good way to put it.
The Kentucky stuff was awesome on Sunday. It was fun. I enjoyed that part of it. But for me to sit here and pretend like I know that Mark Pope is a great coach, he's going to bring championships, would be disingenuous of me.
Like, don't conflate the two with how exciting Sunday was. That was more of a reflection on BBN than it was anything Mark Pope can or will do.
And that's my entire point. View on all this. And you brought the Dan Hurley stuff. You're right. Yeah. He wasn't overwhelmingly great at Rhode Island.
Right.
He wasn't like, you know, knocking off one seeds and going deep in the tournament when he's there. Then when he got to UConn and he got better players and he was able to implement a system there, he became a beast. Now, again, what's more likely? Mark Pope becomes Dan Hurley or Mark Pope becomes someone like Chris Holtman from Ohio State.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
no, that's
a great point. Like, that's kind of how I feel right now.
That's a wonderful point.
And like, for me, I mean, if he's Chris Holtman, he's going to be here 4 or 5 years and he'll be gone.
And then we'll be done. And it'll be instead of like an immediate fiery, we want him out, it'll be a steady, slow decline of like a tubby situation. Like, well, all right, let's get him out of here.
See, I
you don't think so?
I don't think so, because
even with the buy-in that you've seen so far.
That buy-in's only going to take him so far. Kentucky fans are crazy.
But I feel like it'll
take
him a few years.
I don't think it'll take him years.
I think it'll take him 2 years.
I think if he... I don't.
You don't?
I don't think
they give him grace for a year or two?
No. I don't.
You don't.
Okay, so if he goes in this season and he's like flirting with the tournament, like on the bubble.
Ooh.
Exactly. Exactly. How do you think that's going to go over with Kentucky fans? I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't think he'll get the grace you think he gets. We want to win.
But it's 2 years, that much grace? Two?
Billy Gillespie got 2 years. His ass was fired. Yes.
Exactly.
They wanted
two.
They wanted, he got, well, no, he'll get 2 years no matter what. I'm just saying, I don't think he'll get fired. I think we're miscommunicating.
Okay.
I think that Kentucky fans will panic this year
and buy out.
And be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to run him out of town.
Yeah.
But there will be questions like, what? Because there were questions at the end of year one with Billy Gillespie. Is like, okay, he got SEC Coach of the Year, but we went out in the first round of the tournament. We were a low seed. And then we got beat. I think that year, the first year they got beat by Citadel or whatever it was. Maybe it was the next year. I don't know. That all runs together. It was terrible. And then he wasn't getting any recruits other than Patrick Patterson. And it was like, what's going on here? Again, I'm not saying that's Mark Pope. I'm just saying that if that does happen, he's not going to – I don't care what championship he won.
Yeah.
It ain't going to fly.
Right.
And Kentucky fans aren't going to stand by it. Now, back to my original question. Dan Hurley closer to Chris Holtman. Hey. Based on his resume right now, it's closer to Chris Holtman. He'll get you in the tournament.
Is it? Wait, at the same like mile marker though? Is he closer to Chris Holtman? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because Dan Hurley had no tournament wins.
What do you think? Like, what he could be?
I don't know. I think he's got a great basketball mind. If you see the offenses he runs, if you see the sophisticated sets he runs, he's running so many screens. He's running a very sophisticated offense, which I love.
True, but that's not got him any success in March.
But you have to look at, it's not like he was at any old school. Like,
no, I agree with that. Yes, I'm just playing devil's advocate right now.
No, I like it. Yeah. I like it. To recruit at BYU is just different. But, I mean, I'm with you too, though. I'm not completely sold on who he can bring in. And I'm not sold on who he's brought in so far. I'm not like on the Colin Chandler train. I think give him 2 years. I think he has a vision more than Gillespie did that people have bought into thus far. But I don't know. Would we have been excited about a Hurley hire if you were coming out of Rhode Island? Hell no. I'd be like, get this man out of my face.
Right.
Bring in his brother.
And even Mark,
what I would have wanted.
And even Mark Pope said, I mean, he's like, he's like, he understands the expectations. He wants to win this year.
Yeah.
I just don't like how much he's talking
to the fans. Like, I don't think that's a recipe for success. When you are making the fans your god, because that shouldn't be it. Because people will always be dissatisfied and have complaints.
Right.
Unless you're winning a national title.
Every year.
Yes. So let's keep that.
Sure.
I'm done with that talk. I'm done with that talk of having a temperature gauge on the fan base and just mimicking back to them. That feels fake. I'm finished with that.
I'm with you on that. I mean, he is doing a lot of lip service to the fan base. Okay, so, and then the other one that hit yesterday, Anna, actually hit today, and this one was, like, I think this guy has probably the worst people advising him ever.
Oh, it's so bad.
And Ugon Onion so said the following. This was Javoni put this out 19 hours ago. Kentucky's Ugon Onion so is hiring an agent and declaring for the NBA draft. He told ESPN, "I'm not thinking about coming back to play college basketball. I'm 100% focused on the NBA." And then Javoni followed this up today. Onion so says he plans on showing NBA teams new facets to his game. "I want the NBA to know that I am a big that can shoot the ball. Okay. I am not just a defensive player. It's not only about blocking shots. I don't think anyone saw what I am capable of doing."
Can you shoot the ball at a dunking range? Are you going to miss?
I'll give him, no, hold on, this is what I was going to say. He's better this year than he was the previous year.
Sure.
He wasn't great. He had some weight room. He needs to get the weight room. He needs this idea that I'm a shooting big. No. How many layups close to the rim shots did he miss this season?
He was the thorn in my side about that. And people want to play Ugonna. I'm like, okay, Ugonna can make some defensive plays, but he does not fantastic on defense, but dunk the ball.
He wouldn't dunk
the ball. Why isn't your coach? Who was your coach? Why wasn't he telling you to dunk the ball? How hard is that? You're in the paint all day.
Yeah.
What is your shooting percentage in the paint? Abysmal.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'm sure an NBA team who focuses on Steph Curry-like shooters and people like Victor Wembanyama wants to hire a guy who can barely shoot a three. And I like the kid, but it's like, who is telling you what? Why not go? I mean, playing for Cal is essentially like playing as an NBA feeder program. Why not get one more year and make more money?
Well, going back to the original point of him having terrible advices, I mean, he entered the transfer portal last year, and it was one of those things where I think they tested the market to see what he was NIL-wise. And
did
it wasn't
test it this year before they made that decision?
That's the thing is, I don't understand it. I think his, and I hate it when these kids come from other countries and these hangers-on
scarcity mindset
take advantage of them. Like, oh yeah, you're ready for the NBA. You need to go to the NBA. You're ready. You can shoot the ball. You can do this. You can do that. And you know, Cal misused you, which could still be the case. I don't know.
Do you think it's because Cal wasn't in the picture to offer advice? Like, is he even allowed to since he left? And Ugonna making this decision as a Kentucky player?
No, I'm sure that he could text Cal and be like, "Hey, what do you think I should do here?"
Yeah.
And yeah, I think Cal would advise him 100%. I guarantee Cal wouldn't tell him to go to the NBA.
Heck no.
I guarantee
no
that.
No one with eyes would.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a hater on the kid. I'm just like, maybe he just wants to make like a G League roster, and maybe he knows the NIL money won't be as huge there.
Right.
I don't know.
It was one of those
but
decisions.
I'm shocked.
I was shocked by that one. I was totally expecting him to go into the transfer portal.
I mean, you think who do you think would declare sooner, Aaron Bradshaw or Ugonna Onyenso? I would have picked Bradshaw.
Oh, Bradshaw for sure. Yeah, it's a shock that Aaron Bradshaw is still going to be in college next year, and Ugonna Onyenso is not. I still thought that Aaron Bradshaw would have tested the NBA waters.
I thought he was going to go with Cal.
Yeah, I thought that too. But yeah. I like before that, I didn't think he or DJ Wagner were going to go in the transfer portal.
Oh, okay.
I thought they both did the right thing.
Yeah.
I totally agree with what both of them are doing.
Yes,
they should stay in college. And there will be no hard feelings with DJ Wagner either. There's no hard feelings with Bradshaw. The only hard feelings I'd have is DJ Wagner went to Louisville. That's the only hard feelings I'd have.
Yeah.
But like if he goes to Arkansas or whatever else, that's fine. I don't have the disdain for Calipari that a lot of people do.
I do.
I know it makes me. I know you do. I know it makes it be, like I'm an outlier in all of this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to toss away the 15 years that we had, and we have to admit those. Some of those years were great years. The guy did bring a championship, and people are trying to like kick that. Like no, it's not. Like they almost wanted to rip the banner down. And throw it away like this. We're back to Kentucky basketball now. We're done with this charlatan. It's like you all took up for this charlatan that you all hate now for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And again, for the millionth time, so the text line doesn't come at me. I'm fine with him leaving. I agree with him leaving. I wanted him to go because we needed something else.
Yeah.
But don't pretend like John Calipari was this a-hole for the entire time he was there, because that's not true. Because people loved him. People loved his style. People loved the recruits he brought in. It got old. It got stale. Let's move on. Let's not kick dirt on the dude. And everyone's like, he's taking shots at Kentucky. He took one shot. It was at Mitch Barnhart. Yeah. He's done nothing but be nice about Kentucky fans. He's done nothing but be nice about the area.
Not when he was here.
Was one bad thing he said about Kentucky fans since he went to Arkansas?
No, but that's my point. It's like, yes, it wasn't nice. Nothing about him has changed that makes me dislike him since he's been gone. The reasons I dislike him are all what happened when he was here.
And I understand that, but I'm not willing to throw away.
Yeah.
It's like if you dated somebody.
Yeah.
Or married to somebody.
Yeah.
And unless they did something horrible to you.
Yeah.
Like awful to you. And you break up with them. Like, you still have good memories of that person.
You can at first, but then sometimes, not everyone, sometimes, yeah, those memories are lasting, but sometimes, like, you look back at it with a perspective of, like, ooh, like, I was love struck. Like, that wasn't
sure.
really real. I was love struck. I was enchanted with the recruits. I was enchanted with the promises of each year we're going to be competing and doing this. But, like, really, my core issues of the whole relationship have not changed since you were hired, and it's your X's and O's, and it's how you coach on the court.
I agree with that, and I agree with the coaching style or whatever. Again, needed a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
But to just like for people just to act like it's just was this awful thing forever,
yeah.
That's not true.
It was exciting, but then I think I also always get stuck on like nobody has done less with more talent ever.
Yeah.
And sort
and that's
of some
fair.
Little pipe dream. Like, under the guise of, we're going to win your championships, when it was really just like a rotating roster of how to make me look good every year and how to make these players look good every year.
And then, look, I don't think DJ Wagner is going to go to Arkansas.
Yeah.
No, because I don't think that.
It wouldn't shock me, but I don't know.
It just seems like his and Bradshaw's experiences with Calipari weren't good.
Weren't awesome.
And so I don't expect him to go to Arkansas.
It does
say
a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And again, that's Cal now.
Yeah.
I think Cal now is very different than Cal.
For sure.
2015 and
for sure.
Before. I think
it's
like two different people almost.
You show who you really are when push comes to shove.
Yes.
So.
And so for DJ Wagner, wasn't surprised I'm happy that he's decided to stay in college. I don't think he or Bradshaw, either one of those guys, were ready for the NBA. And you got on Yensel is like the last one that I suspected to be going to the NBA.
And
he's the one going. I'm like, okay.
Somebody help him.
Yeah, like exactly. Like, I would have expected Z, Bradshaw, DJ, all to go to the NBA draft before you got on Yenso. It stunned me that I read that. And that's why I go back to the dude's getting horrible, horrible information.
Somebody sit down with him and ask him these questions. Like, who told you and what were their reasons?
True, but this might be the new way of doing things, though, because, you know, Bradshaw can probably get more money staying in college. you know what I mean?
With NIL.
Ugaunna not, though? Like, why couldn't Ugaunna?
Well, he probably not. Maybe he's testing the waters because it's not as much. I would think Bradshaw and Wagner could get more than him.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, like, you think you're making more than the Capital City Go-Go?
Or Oscar. Well, Oscar, I'm not going to bag on Oscar. I mean, he's been on
the
Pacers a few times.
The Mad Ants. That's what it is.
All right, so here's all that's left in the cupboard for Mark Pope.
The cupboard.
For the players that are in Cal's roster. So you have Reed Sheppard, Adu Thiero, Jordan Burks, and Joey Hart.
I heard Jordan Brooks will probably not be there. I did too.
That's what I've heard. And that doesn't hurt my feelings too much.
Because,
thank you for your service, especially when all the big guys were injured.
Yes.
He did play some minutes and had to.
He had like one good game.
And he did fine, but that one's not going to break my heart. Joey Hart, I don't care.
No.
Like, I don't care.
I have to keep reminding reminding myself who that is. I'm sorry, that was me.
Jordan Burks and Joey Hart were just thrown on the roster. If you remember during that time, the Cal wasn't getting anybody,
right?
And he was just flailing, and he brought in Jordan Burks and Joey Hart. We're
talking
like,
about Joey
who
Hart,
the
like
f is Jordan
like
Burks and Joey Hart
guy? And every time I read his name, I'm like, oh, like I have to do a reminder. Of
yeah,
who he is.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't play. He was a bench guy the entire. I mean, he was relegated to walk on status.
Yeah, and I don't
even though he's on scholarship.
Blame any of these guys. Like I don't blame any of them. My prediction would be a full clean sweep, clean house.
All right, so at least two more.
Okay.
All right.
Adu
Thiero.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he does?
Well,
he's in the transfer portal. He's in the transfer portal, but he's still hanging around Kentucky.
Uh-huh. And he is.
He's putting some Instagram stuff out there, the UK logo and stuff like that.
But his dad is such a Cal guy, right?
No.
But he was. He played for Cal.
He transferred from Cal.
Okay.
He transferred from Cal. And as the season went on, if you remember,
he was not happy.
Not happy with his playing time. Mm-hmm. Not happy with his role. He was very vocal on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Not a Cal guy.
Yeah.
In the end, not a Cal guy, I think. And if you remember, Adu Thierro was the first one to enter the transfer portal before Cal left.
Oh, yeah.
He entered the transfer portal very early while Calipari was still at Kentucky.
Yep.
And I think that tells you a lot. So I'll hold out. If Adu Thierro, again, this isn't like he's the star.
Right.
I think he's a very good player.
Yeah.
He got better leaps and bounds from his freshman year to last year. He was the most physical guy on the team.
And he's still physically developing.
And he's still, yeah, exactly. He's still growing. He's still lifting weights, getting bigger, getting stronger. I think that's a guy that if you get him on board, I think Kentucky fans, well, at least for me, I'd be like, okay. Like, because I've seen him play SEC basketball, and I've seen him play very good SEC basketball.
And he was the toughness that Cal team needed.
I mean,
to be able to get in there and body up and be aggressive, all that stuff.
Yeah. The last one, Reed Shepard. I think he's gone.
He should be gone.
I hold about 5% hope that Reed Shepard comes back.
He should be gone. It would almost upset me if he came back. Like,
yeah,
I would
I'm
be excited
you.
About it, but it would be just like, what are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
Get going.
Well, did you see the little lip reading thing between
Pope? He was like, oh, it's done. It's over.
And he's like, I'm still going to call you. Yeah,
yeah. It's over.
He looked and said, I know it's over. Again, we don't know what they were talking about. They could have been talking about anything. The assumption is they were discussing Reed Shepard's decision to go to the NBA. He said, I know it's over, and at least it appears that way. I'm still going to call you.
It should be over. I just think, I don't know, and I'm not Jeff Shepard, but I feel like even how Mark Pope called it out in his presser, his introductory presser, and was like, we need a Shepard,
yes.
People, I was like, that was a little bit...
You see Jeff's reaction?
Yeah.
He was like, ooh.
That was not cool, that was not nice. I'm like, is this guy socially awkward? Can he not read the room? Like, that's honestly what that made me think.
I think that goes into your... what you didn't like about it, which is playing into the fans.
Yes, for sure.
100% did.
It's like being a grifter. It's like being like just, it's disingenuous. It's fake. You know this. I hate fake more than anything on earth. So it's like, be you. Don't come in here just trying to be the anti the last guy, because that ain't going to last you long.
And now if Reed Shepard doesn't go to the NBA, people are like, well, now they got their hopes up because Mark Pope said in the press conference that a Shepard will lead us.
Even how he made Travis Perry feel weird. It was weird.
Well, I was okay with that because Travis Perry probably already told him that, hey, I'm coming back.
Until I heard Travis Perry interviews after the whole presser, and mm-hmm. people talked to him and they said, what are you doing? He's like, I still have a decision to make.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, I'm coming back. And I was like, was that the nicest thing to do to that kid? I don't know. It just seemed uncool.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You and I are in agreement on that part.
Yeah.
All right. Let's read some text here before we take a break and do our final segment here. Texter, y'all talking about lip readers. LMAO. Yes, of course it was news.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Shepard, grow up.
It's Kentucky basketball. This is what we do. We have lip readers.
Come on.
Are you new to this? We're insane people. Texter Big C. Big Z posted stuff about being on campus and under 48 hours he was gone. Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Those were like practice pictures. They weren't pictures of like a UK logo. I think those are two very different things. Adu Thierro, just a UK logo. Mm-hmm. Zvonimir Visic posted a picture of him and Jordan Burks working out. I think mm-hmm. those are two very different things.
Yeah.
Texter, someone shows loyalty to the Kentucky name and we bash them. Come on. We said we need to get older. Is that only by the portal? We can see. Let's see here. Texter. Don't you get it? Our program is ruined. Nobody is going to want to play for Mark Pope. The program's not ruined. Stop that. It's not ruined. It's not at all. No. Texter, you say just be you, but you all ran Cal out for just being him.
Because you don't think Cal had alternative motives with everything that came out of his mouth? You think he was being genuine on everything he said?
We all know Cal wasn't being genuine.
Get out of here.
Texter, better get used to it. Pope is always awkward and goofy. Great guy, though. Shepard is staying. Look, if Shepard stays, fantastic. And again, if they win, we can live with goofy. Just like when Cal won, we can live with, they poop ice cream, I haven't seen them, and all that other Calism stuff that we all got tired of. You live with it when you win. So as long as Mark Pope wins, he can rap Hamilton all day long. I'll even do beatbox for him. I'll beatbox for Mark Pope. Yeah, exactly. I'll do that while he raps to Hamilton. That's fine. You want to be goofy? Be goofy. Just win basketball games. That's all it is. All right, let's take a break. Final segment on the other side of things. Oh, I did that, James. I did that one.
All right, cool. Yeah. I don't want to do it on air. I don't remember, but.
You're okay. It's all good. Let's see here. We have some WNBA stuff I want to ask Anna. Something dystopian that I hate. And then what did Courtney Love say about Taylor Swift? That more here on the Roundtable.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Well, what's the other, not Joey, but the other
Jordan
guy's
Burks
name?
From Florida.
Burks, yeah.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Man, I miss that.
I miss Dan.
Burks.
Jordan
Burks. Burks.
Bill Raftery.
And again, I remember last offseason, freaking out because we just got Jordan Burks and Joey Hart on the team. Like, who the hell are these guys? Burks. Burks. I love it. All right, additional programming here on our family of stations. Tomorrow night, you'll have Louisville Sports Live at 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Thursday, Soccer City, 6 p.m. here on ESPN 680-1057. Friday, we have Inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. Saturday, Down the Stretch, 9 a.m. over on 93.9 The Ville, immediately followed by Victory Formation Sports Show with Jeff Lightsey and James Black, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Sunday, we wrap up the week with the Sunday Morning Hangover with Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, ESPN 680-1057, 437-9680. We have a special phone call. Okay, we've got a special phone call. We have Old Man Ryan here on the show. Old Man Ryan, hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, James Strebel, and Annie doing a great job. I just want to put a couple of 2 cents in.
Sure.
Or whatever. Now, I like Coach Cal. I didn't agree with everything he did. But when he was at UMass, he did pretty good. But he did have veteran players. We got to remember, he beat that 96 team, and he almost beat them again later on in the year.
He did.
And they talk about good coaching. Now, you know John Wooden was a great coach, but it took him about 12 years
yes.
before he won a title, before he got real good players. So not just being a coach, you got to have the players. And this Colt Pope guy, I would have hired Bruce Pearl, I would have hired Rick Pitino, or I would have had hired Beard. I would have hired a named coach to coach at Kentucky. We done been with that with, Billy Gillespie. And I'm not saying this guy can't coach, but they've lost all the players. I told you last Friday or whenever I called, we're going to lose all our players. And Calipari can recruit. And I always told everybody, he's a bench coach. I mean, he's not a bench coach. He's a recruiter. And nobody would ever listen to him. They want to argue with me about it. And I liked the man. And I caught him on the big blue line numbers of times. And he always treated me with respect. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Absolutely, Ryan. Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening. We love it. Absolutely. He was saying bench coach.
Yeah,
bench coach.
Like Carolyn Peck.
Yes.
The bench.
The bench.
Man.
The
I bench. Mean, that's very true. If you look at a lot of these guys, look how long it took Jay Wright. Look how long it took a lot of these guys. But
Tony Bennett.
I do completely. Okay, that's a misnomer.
It was a joke. It was an absolute joke.
That's something different. Yeah. But I do like his point of like, because I completely agree with the fact that it all comes down to the players you can get.
Yeah.
But I'm not against installing your system. Just give him time to just recalibrate, install his system, and then start to recruit players for it. It might take a year or two. I am okay with that.
Okay. You know how I am.
I know who you are.
You know how I am. All right, let's read some texts and then a couple stories I want to get to. let's see here. Texter, what does Paul Rigg think about the hire? Please discuss. So I've already talked about it for hours
We've been
today.
Fighting about it today.
Text her, hey, Rig, NFT needs her own recorded intro for when she's on air. Oh, yeah. I like that idea. Yeah, you get Anna a recorded
it's
intro.
Just be me yelling at people.
Texas, does Strieble even know the Kentucky baseball team is ranked number 3? Absolutely,
yeah,
I do. Yes,
I don't like baseball, and there I know that.
Yeah, well, I knew that. That and they got a big stretch coming up. They got to play Tennessee, Arkansas, and then another ranked team, the SEC.
Did
coming
you
up.
See the Beavis and Butthead sketch on
that
SNL?
That was funny.
Oh
yeah,
my
that,
gosh!
I don't even think SNL is funny anymore with that one.
He lost me when he had 2 NBA teams at Wisconsin. This guy cannot coach. You look at him. You take it Alabama. You take Arkansas. What's their those two coaches? This is their third year. Get better players, and year in and year out, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, and Arkansas finish in front of a basketball tradition.
Yep.
This guy needs to go, but I'm sure Mitch Barnfart will give him 2 more lifetime contracts because he don't want to do the job to find somebody. Have a great day.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
I agree with Billy.
Barnfart.
I'm on board with Billy. And look, it wasn't Mitch who did it. It was Cal.
It was Cal. BB and Billy once called into the postgame show and admitted he just smoked marijuana for the first time.
Good for you, Billy. He was passing that peace pipe.
That's right. One of the great calls of all time. He was like, I might be high right now. I just smoked marijuana for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time, he started going off about Stoops.
Wow. Listen, if that's what you're thinking about under that influence, Godspeed. God bless.
The first time I got high, I thought about Mark Stoops.
That'd be far from it.
Think about it.
If I were indulging.
What a terrible thing.
I'd have been like,
never again.
I'd be thinking about aliens, but kind of the same thing.
Yeah, aliens in space and things like that.
Our offensive line.
Yeah, Mark Stoops. It's supposed to, like, chill you out, right? All right, one more, James. Go ahead.
Coach Cal's got 7 players. All the guys he's trying to get, they don't want to come. Kansas gets the guy that they really wanted. This guy he just makes me want to throw up. That Bruiser Flint, that guy, his main guy, should be working at a pawn shop.
I know you remember that.
Pawn shop.
I love it. He also called him Coach Caterpillar.
People are creative in their angst.
You like that word, that caterpillar?
He couldn't stand Calipari. It was just funny because he would be telling Issel that. It would be so funny.
What did Issel do?
He just laughed. Texter, Mark Stoops makes me want to do drugs too.
It's a story for another day.
James, can we do one more piece? Maybe a Billy sound for Anna. She's never heard. Yeah, do that one. Yeah.
I love it.
All right, so while he's finding that, did you see this today? World's first AI pageant to judge winner on beauty and social media clout. This is on Forbes.
This is for, this is judging AI people or real people?
No, artificial intelligence models and influencers. Models and influencers crafted with artificial intelligence can now jockey for the title Miss AI. Yup, the world's first AI beauty pageant has arrived to crown faux humans for their pixelated perfection. AI-generated contestants will be judged on their looks and poise, as well as the technical skill that went into creating them. They'll also be appraised for their online pool.
Is that so different from what Instagram influencers are now, though? People are like bending over backwards, killing themselves to stay relevant and stay current on Instagram. But it's like you're based on an algorithm that is AI. It has nothing to do with your worth. Like, I see beautiful women every day that I know, like, killing themselves to do it and post all this content. And it's like you're being an AI bot. Like, you are conforming to their standard of what it is. And it makes me mad. Like, get out there and touch some grass, baby.
Yeah. I get thoughts on it before I have thoughts. Here we go. Go.
Hey, guys. I've never smoked weed before, so this is more relaxed, Billy, BB and Billy.
All right.
So I'm smoking weed right now as we speak.
Thank you for telling us.
And it's like being on death row, knowing you're going to die. You're not getting out of prison. You're going to die. So I come to a conclusion. This guy, people don't want to go all the way back to the Wisconsin game. That guy lost me then. Tell me when he's going to get another team even close to that kind of talent.
I agree with him in the weeds.
Never.
We got to get on the road now. We got to quit talking about all this crap. We got to find out who our next coach is. Hopefully they get rid of the AD, get us a new baseball coach, have the girl, the basketball coach, go back to her old job being an assistant. I like her. She's not a head coach. And get rid of this clown called Calipari. Man, he's embarrassing himself. I'm embarrassed for him.
I agree, Billy.
Get out of town.
See?
Go on, get out of here. You're done. I'm not worried about next year. Next year's 4 years. We've been saying that 4 years almost.
Yeah.
Next year is over. Get rid of him. And it's up to you guys in the media. Start pounding this man. And the guy that had the sign, I wish he had a GoFundMe page. I'd give it to him tomorrow.
BB and Billy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You said that, you know, you're on death row. What? Not that it's ever going to happen. What would your last meal be, BB and Billy? So it's your last meal. You're on death row. You're facing the music. What's BB and Billy ordering for his last meal? What you got?
Well, I'm a country boy from Marion County, Cornbread Mafia. I want bacon and eggs and sausage. Country boys, country ham.
Don't make me
guys, respect have a great
you.
Day. Calipari sucks, and have a beautiful night.
There we go.
That was me calling from my alias.
so you're BB and Billy.
A little bit. I agree with 99.99999% of what that man said.
I want to meet BB and Billy
in
the worst way.
Me too.
I would love it.
BB and Billy, call
BB
in.
BB and Billy, call in
text
anytime.
In. We'll have eggs and bacon.
Somebody text an alert. Liberal Jackrabbit Coach Cal. You got to have 10 players to play.
Somebody text an alert.
Liberal Jackrabbit.
Sounds like my grandmother. An alert. Text an alert.
Text her and send in Skynet neutral net based artificial intelligence. Yeah, so here's my thing with the AI stuff.
Okay, yeah.
It just, we're like losing our creativity and our culture as human beings with this AI stuff. It's like, these aren't like, why should we have a pageant
losing
for
art?
Yeah, exactly. Art, music, they're talking about AI creating music and making it's a Drake song, but it's not Drake, but it sounds just like him. It's like, but it's not like
a human didn't
create that. It's stealing our creativity. It's stealing what makes us.
It's mimicking it.
Yeah, it's not true. It's mimicry.
Depth of emotion.
Absolutely. And I hate it. And people are just like, this is fine. It's coming at us so fast, and it's changing and evolving so quickly.
That's on purpose.
100% is on purpose. Oh, yeah, of course it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. And people aren't realizing how dangerous it is. Like, this is also a cute, funny story. Ha, AI beauties. The way they're able to manipulate and create deep fakes now, the way they were doing it 5 years ago compared to the way they are doing it now is terrifying.
That, and also how you get your information, how they use AI to like play into an algorithm of how you only see what you see.
Right.
It's like, I'm not trying to feel crazy, but sometimes I feel crazy. I'm like, this is not like, think about the 90s feels like such a long time ago. How you like consume journalism, how you consume so many things is so different. Art, culture, completely different. There's no room for that now. It's like you are fed. It's like you're either on this path or that path, and you're fed to believe what you're fed to believe. There's no gray area.
No, it's crazy. I saw that today and I was like, this is terrible. All right, so the other
What's the point?
I don't know. It's just to push AI more. Like, look how great AI. It's like that. Like, what's the point of a part of a beauty pageant is, you know, you're sitting at home
and you're like, wow, I could never look like that specimen. That specimen has like parents like I do and was raised in the same place I do, and they're a work of art. It's like, okay, no, you are actually a work of technology.
Right.
That doesn't stir me
exactly.
Or do anything to me.
And like, from my perspective, like you know, you watch the pageant and you're like, wow, she's really beautiful. Like, I wonder if I could ever have a shot with somebody like that. And of course you can,
but she's
a real,
not real.
She's a real person,
she's
at least.
She's a computer.
This is exactly. There's nothing real about it. There's not, like, I'm not gonna be sitting there but like, wow, this computer babe is hot. Like, I know it's a computer.
So we're adults. I mean, imagine like children who are being sold this like concept of what you should, or even like what you should even be attainable. If it's AI, it's like this level of perfection that you won't find
and
in
you'll
humanity.
Never. It's, have you seen the movie?
So you're going to be dissatisfied.
Have you seen the movie Her?
No.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, but he has the doll.
And he falls
in,
falls in love with his like Siri app
or
her voice, and he falls in love with it. And it's Scarlett Johansson.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
Scarlett Johansson plays the voice.
Yeah.
Of it's kind of like that. It's like, it's not real. It's My wife's listening.
Courtney, I love you so much.
she wants to take Ellie to go see Chicago's Sky game next season.
Can they I come with you?
They got Angel Reese in the South Carolina Big. He says, tell BB and Billy he got the wrong blend of weed.
Yes, tell him. Oh, that wrong mix, boo-boo. I want regular weed.
Regular.
From Cat Williams.
Regular. But he, so, like, the entire, you're right, the entire concept, like, it's like trying to, like, okay, there's art, not art, but music and men and women in artificial intelligence lane with virtual reality and all these things. And it's so lifelike and real, like you get stuck in it. And none of it's true.
No. And it's like now, it's like that used to be where you connect humanly, like emotionally.
Yeah.
But like you read a poem and you're like, oh, there was a Shel Silverstein poem about masks that I read in grade school. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And it like introduces you to a part of yourself that you never knew was there.
Right.
So now it's like AI and artificial intelligence making this, and all it is creating the standard to where we never feel like we completely get what they're talking about, and it's unattainable.
Yes, and they're pulling things out of things that were already written to compile, yeah, and it's not coming from their...
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
We stop creating art because AI does it all. Well, what's feeding the AI?
Then, exactly.
You have to have art there to begin with for them to even know. It's a conundrum.
They want to take... They're trying to take away what it is to be human. Yep. That's the whole point.
We only have
a few minutes, so okay. So the other story I want to get to at the very, very end. Courtney Love.
Oh, man.
Took major, major shots.
She said, skirt.
At Taylor Swift, and she, what'd she say? She said something like,
she's not important.
She's not important. She's like, I understand. She's like, this generation's Madonna, but she's not that talented.
Yeah. I mean,
she says. Here's what she said. Here's her direct quote. Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls. She's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist.
Yeah, no. Okay, but the thing is that I agree with her. Like, a safe space for, like, white people to be like, there's just telling all of our thoughts. I get that, but, like, if you look at it on the scale of, like, art that changes, like, culture...
She's not changing culture.
She's not even on the barometer of what even knows.
No, she hasn't changed like she hasn't changed like styles.
No,
and
I can understand like liking her music and feeling like connection to it and feeling like she understands you, but like as an artist, she's not doing anything like breathtaking that it's like changing.
It's
the
not
game.
Groundbreaking. No. Has it changed the game at all? No, you're exactly right.
And I'm not being a hater. I don't feel necessarily moved. If like I think people feel understood by it, but I don't think. I just like, do you really feel moved to like look at the world differently through art?
When you listen to Taylor Swift,
or is it like commiserating?
I think it's something like you agree with.
Yeah.
I think the commiserating
like
part, yeah.
She makes me feel normal.
Right, exactly.
She knows my experience.
She's super rich and super pretty.
She's a champion for my experience.
Exactly. She's super rich and super pretty, but she feels about boys just the way I feel about boys.
Yes, I'm normal.
Yeah, I'm normal.
You just want validation. You don't want to like...
If Swift says it, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, think about like listening to a Rolling Stones song for the first time. You're like, what?
Yeah.
It just like changes your mind. Or Led Zeppelin. You're like, what is even happening? I didn't know if you could do this with your five senses.
Right.
And then like Taylor Swift is like, oh my God, she gets me. My breakup sucks. It's like, okay, good.
She gets me. Now, Mark, the Pope family wouldn't agree with us on that either.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
They're into the Swift stuff. They're Swifties.
Change my mind.
They're all Swifties.
I like her boyfriend, though. That's awesome.
He's worse than her.
But his brother.
I like his brother.
He's the best.
He's worse than her. I can't stand him. We'll talk about fake people.
Grifting.
You want to think about Cal Perry's fake?
He's a grifter.
That bro is fake.
He's a grifter.
Travis Kelce's fake.
Yeah.
Fake. He's changed his...
But his brother.
He's changed the way he's talked. He's changed the way he's looked.
Yeah, he's white now.
Yeah. He's completely changed the way he acts everything. Hey, Chrissy, what's up?
That's my girl right there. I'm about to hug her. We got 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
We got 60 seconds.
Hello, Chrissy. How are you?
Chrissy,
hello.
Come in and say L's go up, cards. Chrissy.
This is my girl.
She said go cards, James.
Go cards.
Yes.
Over at Jim Patterson.
Oh, you heading over. Yeah, she's got her baseball jersey on and everything.
Text me right now.
Oh.
Me and Chrissy are going to be at the game. Me and Chrissy are going to LSU for a night game. We just played.
We are. Yeah, that's our bucket list. Girls trip.
Girls trip. James and I are invited.
Yes. Turn her over. Convert her, Chrissy.
I'll talk to you in 30 seconds. All right. Let's get out of here. Everyone have a great afternoon, a great evening, whatever it is. And we'll catch you tomorrow on the roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7.